From newstalkzb.co.nz.
First for breaking news.
Right now, travel. Megan Singleton from bloggeratlarge.com. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Andrew.
You're going to take us to Marina Del Rey.
Ever heard of it?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, well, look, it's a new little gem that I discovered in Los Angeles. So I went passing through there, as you might recall, from New Orleans, and stayed at this little beach, which is just south of Venice Beach in Santa Monica. And it's a bit closer to the airport, you see. So it's just a perfect little stopover for us Kiwis who are, you know, need a couple of nights somewhere. And it's all about the water. So as you would imagine by its name, Marina Del Rey, it's obviously got tons of boats. So I did a fishing charter.
Oof.
I know, I love fishing. I'm quite into it. I'm quite a nerd like that.
So what do you catch off LA?
Well, I caught a lingcod.
Ooh.
But he had to go back because he was a bit short, apparently, although it looks quite good to me. But someone on board, because you put $5 in, you all have a wager for whoever's going to get the heaviest fish. Gosh, it was fun. These people go out fishing like 3 or 4 times a week. They're all mates. They all play poker down in the boat while we move around the ocean. And I just loved being part of that. Anyway, someone caught this Californian sheep's head. You ever heard of that?
No!
It's a fish with human teeth. It's got human... Oh, it's the freakiest thing. If you wanted to make a horror movie, you go and download some sheep's head fish photos and put them in. It's terrifying. Anyway, he won the wager because it was quite a big fish.
Yeah. Which could smile at you.
Yeah. Horrible. Lined up. Proper, like, front teeth.
Oh.
Anyway. So that was great fun. And pretty cheap, too. You know, it's like $40. You go out for a half day. And another $10 if you're rod and reel, if you don't have your own rod. And the live bait was squid, which, of course, likes to... You've got to try and pick it up. And, of course, you can't be too girly about it. You've got to pick it up yourself and bait your hook, and it wraps itself around your hand. And anyway, it was all fine. I went paddleboarding.
Of course you did. Yeah. I guess they do. They've got all the donuts there as well, and the parasailing and the paddleboarding.
Exactly, exactly. And there's a little great little place to stay right on the lagoon called the Jamaica Bay Inn. And I'd recommend it for people who love the water, got a family holiday, want to put the kids in the sea, go for a dining on the water's edge. It's just a great little spot and just a short taxi ride from the airport. So really keeps those costs down. And, of course, if you need to shop, just grab a cab down into Santa Monica, which is what I did as well one afternoon, I have to admit. And then head back for the sunset over the marina. It was just great.
It sounds genius. When I've stopped over in LA, I've stayed in some terrible places, some heartless, soulless hotel rooms and motels in the central city. Why do it?
Yeah, it's... and a lot of people that are talking about LA and they say they don't really like it, it's because they've stayed in downtown or they've stayed in the Hollywood area or if they've stayed in parts that aren't sort of on the beach, that aren't the laid-back lifestyle, the bars, the restaurant scene, the lovely shopping, the sunsets. So there's so much to see in LA. Of course, there's 88 different what they call cities that make up Los Angeles. So, you know, you really could go and stay at a different place in time.
Absolutely. Megan Singleton, and details on her blog site, bloggeratlarge.com. Newstalk ZB, 24 to 12.